The first phrase we'll have is this. We're starting off with a B7 augmented. To do this, my first finger is barring the entire 7th fret. Then I have my second finger on string 3, 8th fret, and my third finger is right underneath it on the 8th fret of the second string. With my picking hand, I'm playing the 6th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st string. So I'm bringing in my little finger to help play that first string. From here we'll have... This is an E chord, and to play this, my third finger is flattening out and playing the 4th, 3rd, 2nd strings on the 9th fret. The 6th string is open, so I'm going to play 6, 4, 3, and 2. Then I'm going to hit the 2nd string again. I'm going to lift up everything and then play the 1st string open. So that gives me... This gives me a chance to reposition my fingering, because my next chord is this, an E major 7. For this, I'm on fret 9 with finger 2, 4th string, then fret 9 also on string 2 with finger 3, but then fret 8 will be my first finger on the 3rd string. We'll play 6, 4, 3, and 2 as far as strings. Hit the 2nd string one more time, giving the 1st string open again. Then we're going to keep the same shape we have, except that finger 1 is going to lower 1 fret down to fret 7. So that should give us strings 4 and 2, with fret 9, string 3, fret 7. We'll play strings 6, 4, 3, and 2. Just play it one time, and then we'll have... For this, finger 1 is on fret 5, barring strings 4, 3, and 2. I'm going to hit string 4 only, slide it 2 frets up so that the entire finger is on fret 7, and then play strings 3 and 2 together. Then we'll have this.